Oh, wake up and snort the coffee.
You seem happy this morning.
Yes, it's coffee time. Coffee.
Keep that stuff coming. Oh, yeah, and I'm not bluffing. That almost rhymes. Hey, good morning. It's a Thursday, and we made it this far. It's Tim Hunter playing Everett's greatest hits on KRKO. Almost to a three-day Memorial Day weekend. You got plans? Yeah, we got the Cruising to Colby thing, the cruising Sunday night in the actual Show and Shine show. Say that six times fast on Monday. I keep that as an option. The Aqua Sox home for an afternoon game Monday afternoon. That could be a possibility. I think we're going to just hang loose. Might try to get to see Guardians of the Galaxy. Been trying to get to that. It's the time of year we start thinking about that summer vacation. Where are you going to go? Let me just say this out loud. If you're going to Yellowstone or any of the national parks, look at the critters. Don't touch them. This past week, a well-intended visitor to Yellowstone saw a buffalo calf in the river kind of struggling. It got separated from its mom. He was worried it was going to drown, so he went down and got the critter out. But when he did that, he put his human scent on it. The rest of the herd disowned it, wouldn't have anything to do with it, so the park officials had to put it down. It's like, let nature be nature. Look, don't touch. That's the t-shirt our HR department gave me last year. It was a special occasion. Yeah, the mayor was here. And of course, I'm messing around. It's what I do. Great to have you here. More of Everett's greatest hits and moments. Well, good morning. Great to have you along. It's KRKO, Everett's Greatest Hits, and that guy, Tim Hunter, hanging out with you and getting going, chugging coffee, and still reacting to the passing of the legendary Tina Turner yesterday, passing away at the age of 83, and Mick Jagger posted something immediately on Twitter. He said, "I'm so saddened by the passing of my wonderful friend Tina Turner. She was truly an enormously talented performer and singer, inspiring, warm, funny, and generous. She helped me so much when I was young, and I will never forget her." Mick Jagger, jeez. She had an incredible career. If you can make it through What's Love Got to Do with It, hard to watch at times, but it was based on the reality she went through. Interesting that for all she did and all of her performance and everything else, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame did not induct her until just 2 years ago. And this is the speech she gave in a videotape when she received that honor.
Hi, everybody. It was really special when I heard that the Hall of Fame was giving me a trophy. If they're still giving me awards at 81, I must have done something right. Yeah, this is mine. Only, I don't care if you know. I'm very happy to have this and to have achieved this Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It's great. Thank you.
Well, we just have to play little Tina Turner. In fact, her biggest hit coming up in just a couple of minutes. Yeah, Thursday, almost Friday. We are so close. Not close enough. It's KRKO, Everett's Greatest Hits with Tim Hunter, and tis that special day when we get to check in with this guy.
Hey, is our resident movie guy back on the air? Back on the air? Back on the air? I said, is our resident movie guy back on the air? Back on the air? Back on the air?
Look who's back, back again. Movie fans, biggest friend. Look who's back, 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 look who's back.
Yes, once again, our resident entertainment expert is checking in to give us a couple of options for our upcoming weekend. What you got, Maury?
All right, some new stuff. There is a brand new Little Mermaid that is out in theaters.
I'm excited about
this
one.
It's not the cartoon. I am too. You know, when my daughter was in fourth grade, She they had a talent show, and she got up and sang a song from The Little Mermaid, and I helped her rehearse it like day after day after day. So I know, look at this stuff. Isn't it neat? Wouldn't you think my collection's complete? Wouldn't you think I'm the girl? I know the song by heart.
Wow.
Anyways, so this is the newest non-cartoon version of The Little Mermaid. It stars Hailey Bailey, Javier Bardem, Melissa McCarthy, and of course, it's the youngest of King Triton's daughters. She's the most defiant. Ariel longs to find out more about the world beyond the sea, and that's the whole gist of it.
I've heard the animation, I mean, that special effects are like freaking amazing. I heard one of the fish looks even too real. You know?
Yeah.
Kind of scary, but.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah. So that's brand new in theaters out this week. Next on Hulu, this came out last week. It's the all-new comedy White Men Can't Jump.
I think of Woody Harrelson and Wesley Snipes, right?
Yeah, from the 1992 film. This one has multi-platinum rap superstar Jack Harlow in it. Okay. If that does anything for you.
Nope.
Yes. It's on Hulu. It's kind of getting a little tempered kind of buzz, but you know, anyway, so check that out. And then I talked about this a little bit last week. I didn't know what it was called, but it's a new show on Disney called American Born Chinese.
Oh, you did. Yeah, you mentioned that.
Here's a little more to it. It's a comedy series, and it follows a 10th grader named Jim Wang, who's struggling to fit in with his peers. And he's asked to show this exchange student around from China, Wei Chen. Unexpectedly, they're thrust into a battle between mythical Chinese gods.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, it looks pretty cool. It's on Disney. I'm totally going to check it out. So
They usually hit the mark. They've had a few misses, but for the most part, it's good stuff.
Anyways, that is it. That's all I got for you.
And as usual, that is plenty. Maury, the movie guy, heard reclusively right here on KRKO, Everett's Greatest Hits. More of those coming up in a moment. Hey there, I'm telling you this for informational purposes only. I don't want you to think I'm showing off. But coming up this hour, we've got Hall & Oates, Neil Diamond, Rod Stewart, The Beatles, ELO, Heart, Kool & the Gang. Yeah. It just doesn't get much better than this. Everett's Greatest Hits. It's KRKO and Tim Hunter. You know, there are a lot of things you hear about them and you go, well, that's something I'll never do. You know, skydiving, for me, it's not on the list. I would never do that. Here is one more thing I bet you would never do. It's on the menu at the DBG restaurant in Philadelphia. They call it the Gold Standard Burger. 8 ounces of Japanese Wagyu beef, aged Irish cheddar plus caviar, black truffles, and lobster that's been flambéed in ritzy cognac. Just the bottle of cognac they cook it in is like $5,000. Then they gold plate it with edible 24 karat gold. You go, well, Tim, that sounds pretty good. It can be yours for $700 for a hamburger. Again, not going to happen on my watch. As long as I've got a pulse and I can make decisions. All right, we are getting set for more great songs. As I told you, gave you a little sneak preview, so that should get you to stick around.
Lady!
Sorry, that one slipped out. Good morning, it's KRKO, Everett's Greatest Hits. Tim Hunter helping you get going Thursday morning. Yeah, we're almost to our weekend. Oh, so close. And maybe you were looking forward to getting caught up on your movies, and then all of a sudden, boom, bam, wham, bam, all kinds of announcements from the streaming services, the biggest of which comes from Netflix. They are saying, if you're sharing your Netflix password with somebody who is not under your roof, they're going to start gonging you. So, Maury the movie guy, what that means, you have to notify about 43 people?
It's like, I think it's like two. They're going to be surprised, though.
How is that going to work? Because, and I need to investigate this, because I do have a couple of people that aren't under my roof that are using my Netflix account. And is it going to start charging me for them?
What it says is that anyone sharing their Netflix account login with family members or friends who don't live at the same address will be asked to pay an extra $7.99 a month.
Wow.
For each additional person.
I don't like these people that much.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to do that.
Yeah. You know, I clicked on HBO Max last night, mm-hmm. and it's called Max Now.
Yes.
And I had to go to a website and figure out what my password was, and I just said, screw it. I'm not going to do it right now.
Well, the other thing is that Showtime's going to be absorbed by Paramount Plus.
Oh, okay.
Next month. And I don't know what that's going to do to everything. But they say the Showtime app will be gone by the end of the year. So I'm assuming they're just going to kind of let that fade off, like me.
Yeah. I don't know.
Well, anyway, that's something to worry about after work. Yeah, I always like that song. It's KRKO, Everett's Greatest Hits, Tim Hunter. Thursday morning, we're getting there. You know, the thing about that song, towards the end, they have all these French words. I always wondered what they meant. You know what? I'm going to get my phone. I've got Google Translate. And let's play that part where the French words come in and see if we can figure this out. You could win a $10,000 backyard makeover. If you go to krko.com. Visit the contest page and enter baby. I can't make out that last part. Anyway, we don't need to get this deep. Go to the contest page before I have to do a bit like that again. Sign up. I hear we have a record number of people signing up. This is the third year. We're giving away a backyard makeover. And yeah, the people are coming. So you should put yourself in the running. Contest page, krko.com. Enough said. More of Everett's greatest hits that don't need translation coming up next.